Wow, this place is amazing. Look at all these books stacked almost to the ceiling. And all these winding pathways, it's incredible. When you said you were taking me to a bookstore, I didn't expect a place like this. Look at all these titles. Storybooks, cookbooks, history, fiction, comics, mystery, romance. Oh, and look over there. There's a little path to a nook with a chair. Let's go take a look, come on. I wonder what they keep back here. Let's see. A thirst for knowledge, the heat of summer, a dance of desire. Oh my gosh, this is the erotica section. No wonder it's tucked away back here. Oh, something caught your eye, did it? Wow, that book looks really old. What's it called? The Lord of Elaine. You dare me to read a chapter to you? Okay, let me see. Wow. This book is embarrassing and terribly written. It's about some maid who gets seduced by the lord of a manor she works at. Cheesy. That's why you picked it? Of course you did, trying to deceive me. Okay. Well, there's no way in hell I'm reading this. For a reward? Okay. Something I'd like. What kind of reward? Any dessert of my choosing before we go home. Okay. And something else? It's a secret? Well, all right. I don't want to turn down a dare. But I'm not reading a whole chapter. How about 3 pages? Okay, we have a deal. Lucky for you, I don't like to back down from a dare. Hand over the book. Also, you never said I had to read it to your face, so I'm turning around and reading it to the bookshelf. By the way, I want vanilla ice cream and fudge brownies on the way home. Okay. His figure loomed over me. He was a force, radiating with masculinity through his stance, his pride, and how he positioned his hands on my waist. What are you doing? Oh, you're getting closer because you can't hear. Well, it's fine, but do you need me to hold me like that? No, I don't mind. Okay, fine. I'll keep going. What can I do for you, my master? I shakily got out. Without hesitation, he began gently kissing my neck. Why are you kissing my neck? Okay. What do you think you're doing? Yes, it feels good, but somebody's gonna find us. I mean, yes, it was almost empty when we came in, and I do think the old lady at the front desk was asleep, but... All right, that feels good. Oh, you want me to keep reading? Okay, just please make sure we don't get caught. And then ice cream. Okay. Kissing my neck. I knew then how this would turn. I heard the rumors from the other servants about the Duke's insatiable habits, his pattern of taking housemaids one by one, and quietly, I think that I hoped he would come for me eventually, that I would be next on the list. Yet still, as I looked out the window I had been cleaning, I was shocked at his next request. Do you have to breathe next to my ear like that? Why not? Well, it's kind of distracting. Oh, you want to hear the Duke's request. Okay. His voice trembled through me. A man used to giving orders. A man used to being obeyed. He said huskily, turn around and... He said, turn around and remove your undergarments. Afraid I was going to receive a lashing, I shakily made it so. Fuck. I can feel your hands under my skirt. I mean, rubbing. Oh, this is what you really wanted, wasn't it? To make me hot reading this stupid thing. Oh, don't pull my panties all the way down. Just out of the way, okay? Alright. I was no longer able to see him, but I felt his palms rest on the swell of my behind. He muttered with a soft, dangerous tone. My sweet retainer, have you been bedded by a man yet? I quietly answered, no, my lord, at least not by one such as you. And that's when I felt his hand slowly massaging that secret place between my thighs. Oh, shit, go. Oh, Go a little slower. I can't read with you circling my clit like that. No. You're holding my hips in place. Well, you're pressing me against the shelf. How hard is your cock back there against my ass? Okay. I'll keep reading. I squirmed at the touch. My lord, I whispered into the night, but all he said in response was, enough talking, maid, no more, just feel. And so I did. I felt his hands were firm, but not demanding, as he touched me as if trying to coax a gentle secret from between my legs. All too soon, I felt a cold absence as he drew away. No. Why did you stop? You're playing the Duke, so if I want you to keep going, I have to read what comes next. Okay, fine. I tried my best to hold my astonishment as I felt the warmth of his breath. We can't not hear. Somebody's going to see us. I know you made me all wet. I don't really want you to stop. Okay. Where were we? I felt his breath below instead. It was strange that I, a country woman, was now bent before one of the most powerful men of our age. And as if he could hear my thoughts, he ravaged me powerfully, his mouth claiming my secret place as his own. Oh, fuck, I can't keep reading with you doing that. Oh, your mouth is so hot. I can feel your beard brushing against my thighs. Oh, my clit is so sensitive. Oh. Keep your tongue right there, okay? Oh, it feels so good. Okay, I can't keep breathing. Just, please keep going. Let me come. I don't want to get caught. Just, okay, quickly. Yes. Just like that. Yeah, okay, I'm trying to be quiet. Oh, it feels so good. I can't. Oh, it's so good. Fuck. Oh, you little shit. You're lucky. I love you. So I'm not gonna kill you. Do you think anybody heard us? Oh, okay, thank God. No, what happened to the book? Oh, shoot. I guess I must have ripped it when I dropped it. The lady at the front desk is gonna be mad. I guess we'll just have to buy it then. Now, on to my reward of ice cream.